Inversion did not go at all to the par for the course. Sandusky comes up with a huge stop on fourth down, brings down Anderson for another loss. First and 10 from the 35.
I don't want to take a sack there either, Clark. Throw it down the field. Throw it away. You just cost your defense some extra yardage. So that's just not what you wanted to do there. But he protected the football, and now Harbor Beach will have to go back on defense. Sandusky gets their big stop in this game, and they'll start this drive at their own 35-yard line.
Harbor Beach now held the ball for 14 minutes and 17 seconds. Ubley 28, Marlette 13. Ubley plays Cass City next week. That'll be an interesting one.
Right, yeah. So I don't know who Bad X plays next week.
Rexon Washi breaks free of one tackle, gets the first down all the way down to the 46-yard line. Finally stopped by Mason Yana to the secondary, an 11-yard gain for Braxton Washi. And Sandusky's offense starting to click on their first play of that drive.
Braxton Washi gets a big carry. He's one of the few guys that have had a couple nice runs in this game. He gets this offense started. Little bit of a momentum swing now in favor of Sandusky. We'll see if they can take it down the field and score. But Harbor Beach's defense still been playing tough tonight.
First and 10 from the 46-yard line. Washi on the carry gets down to about the 45-yard line. It'll be a 4-yard gain. Big man Evan Smiglinski brings him down on the defensive end after a 4-yard gain. Second down and 6 for Sandusky. Right to left across your radio, trailing 6-0 to Harbor Beach. 8:23 left in the third.
Sounds like a broken record, but when you can get 4, 3, 4, 5 yards on first down, it makes everything a lot easier for that wing tee offense. As we roll down, 8:10 left to go in the third quarter. Sandusky's got the football at midfield trying to get their first score of the game.
Still in that T formation. Lee hands it off to Washi, coming around the right end, has positive yards out for about 3 yards to the 47-yard line of Harbor Beach. Tackle made by Michael Anderson, the safety for Harbor Beach. Short of the first down marker by about 2, maybe 3 yards. 3rd and 3 upcoming for Sandusky.
And that's where Harbor Beach, we haven't called Michael Anderson's name a lot, which means the linebackers and the D tackles are making a ton of plays. So Michael Anderson now has to start making some tackles. That means bigger plays for the offense and bad news for the home team.
Stay working off the right hash. 3rd and 3, they need to get out to the 44 of Harbor Beach. And number 26, DeLorean Wedge, is going to be stopped right at the line of scrimmage by a whole slew of black jerseys led by Ethan Hesley. For no gain, 4th down and 3 for Sandusky. Now do they go for it? They're run nearly at midfield at the 47-yard line. 7 minutes and some change left in the third.
I think you have to, even though your offense really hasn't had much going for it. There's got to be a play in the playbook, something that Harbor Beach hasn't seen yet that Sandusky can get 3 or 4 yards on. But I'm with you, Coach Jacobson. You got to go for it here.
Need to get to the 44-yard line, 4th and 3. Washi has the first down. On a second effort, gets all the way down to the 43-yard line. You got a yard extra and a 4-yard gain. 4th down conversion, 1st and 10 for Sandusky. Tackle made by Nathan Seaman.
Yeah, they didn't get it by much, a half a yard, maybe a yard at most. And they don't do anything creative, guys. They just hand the ball off like they have all night long and trust that they're going to get that first down, and they do, thanks to Braxton Washi.
6:46 left in the third quarter. Sandusky's starting to get a little momentum on their side. They trail 6-0. They're at Harbor Beach's 43-yard line with a 1st and 10 situation. Delayed handoff to number 26, I do believe that's DeLorean Wedge. No, that's Zach Franzel, excuse me. Number 25, the ball carrier. Should trust my spotter there. 4-yard gain for Franzel onto the 39-yard line. And sets up a 2nd down, 6 to go for Sandusky.
He hasn't messed up yet,
no,
so he should probably go with it, Clark.
Probably so, yeah. 6:15 left in the third quarter, 6-0, Harbor Beach leads.
Devin Puff made the nice tackle for Harbor Beach, but Sandusky's offense now starting to chunk out some yards, 4 yards a crack, 2nd and 6.
Lee under center, T formation splitting the hash marks, handoff to Washington, loses his footing. And can't even get out of the backfield and comes down for a loss of a yard on the play out of the 40-yard line. They'll give the tackle credit to Nathan Seaman, despite just kind of being in the area there. 5:45 left in the third, 6-0 Harbor Beach, 3rd and 7 for Sandusky at Harbor Beach's 40-yard line.
Tackle bug to the home field turf there as a turf monster gets Washi. He goes down for a very little gain, and those are the plays that hurt an offense, whether it's Harbor Beach, Sandusky, or any other team. It's just tough when you have a play that goes for no gain or negative yards. 3rd down and 7 for Sandusky.
A handoff to Franzel up the middle, and this one goes nowhere. Back to the 40-yard line for a gain of maybe a foot. Tackle made by Devin Buff, the linebacker for Harbor Beach. Tough one there, and now Sandusky's forced with another 4th and 7 this time from the Harbor Beach 39.5-yard line.
Devin Puff gets into the backfield and grabs a hold of that running back's leg, and he's not able to break free or go anywhere, and he stood up, unable to get free from Puff, and allows other Harbor Beach Pirate defenders to come in and take clean shots at him and take him down for no gain. They might have given him a yard on that play, but that would be it. 4th and 6, Coach Jacobson and company, they're going to go for it again.
Staying in the T formation, Lee under center. Looking to pass, play action goes down mid right downfield. It hits the hands of his receiver, but falls incomplete at the 27-yard line. Pass was intended for number 45. That was Caleb Eberling, the tight end, and can incomplete pass. And a turnover of downs gives the ball back to Harbor Beach with 4:34 left in the third quarter.
Just a tad behind the receiver, but Eberling did the nice thing as the tight end. He found a soft spot in that zone defense of Harbor Beach, settled down on the quarterback, threw it behind him just a little bit, but you know Eberling, he should have had it. He was open, threw his hands, it goes, and it falls incomplete, and Harbor Beach's defense gets yet another stop in this game and gives their offense a chance to really put the pressure on Sandusky.
Say Harbor Beach still leading by just 6 points. We've had one touchdown between these two high-potent offenses and even less yardage between these two high-potent defenses. Two wide to the right, one to the left. Harbor Beach spraying things out on 1st and 10 from their own 39. And it's a quarterback keeper right over the middle, and Sandusky stops them in their tracks. Big man 77, Adam Scott, stops Anderson right at the line of scrimmage for no gain on the play. 2nd down, 10 to go for Harbor Beach. 4:20 left in the third.
Sandusky's defense really paying attention to that quarterback keeper. Michael Anderson loves to take that football, fake it to Devin Puff and take it the opposite way. Those other guys on the other side, the far defensive end and linebackers, reading that play, maintaining gap presence, and able to make a stop for no gain. 2nd down, 10 for Harbor Beach. They stay in the wing T.
Three-man backfield, Anderson under center, the 39-yard line, 2nd and 10. It's a pitch to Devin Fingle, has positive yards out to about the 44-yard line. It's going to be a gain of 5. Tackle made by number 25, Zach Franzel, outside linebacker for Sandusky. Going to mark him down right at the 44-yard line of their own territory. 3rd and 5 for Harbor Beach.
Yeah, it's a long five at that, Clark. Nice run by Devin Finkel. Probably 4-down territory for Coach Shelkey. So don't need them all. He got four or five on the first one. To get another 4 or 5 here, you can expect Harbor Beach to go for it.
Working from the full house tee, Anderson under center. Deckerville leads 28-0 at half over North Huron. Handoff to Devin Finkel. Finds a gap, gets out to the line of gain, and then gets another yard on top of that. A 6-yard gain out to the 50-yard line for Finkel. Tackle made by Isuvia Mata, the defensive back for Sandusky. 3:08, clock stops momentarily to move the chains right at midfield, 50-yard line.
Last series, they kind of forgot about 29 back there of Devin Finkel. Nice to see them go back to their senior running back, and he takes, after a poor first down play, he gets 2 carries and gets him a fresh set of downs.
1st and 10 in the tee at midfield. Left to right across your radio, Harbor Beach leading 6-0 with the ball. Anderson hands it off to Devin Finkel. Drags the defenders out for about 2 yards to the 48-yard line. Tackle made by Adam Scott for Sandusky. 2nd down and 8 from Sandusky's 48-yard line. 2 minutes, 40 seconds left in the third. Still 6-0, Harbor Beach.
Harbor Beach finding a little success, attacking the outer edge of that defensive line. Devin Finkel now 3 straight plays, able to get around the outside. That one, though, Adam Scott able to make the tackle after a short gain. Give him 2 yards. We'll see if they go back the other way. It's about time for a Devin Puff carry here, Clark.
2 minutes, 18 seconds left. Clock rolling down in the third quarter. This is just the 8th drive of the evening altogether. Harbor Beach is 4th. T formation. Anderson under center at the 48-yard line, 2nd and 8. Trying to go for the hard count. Nothing there. Hand off to Devin Puff right at the middle. And Sandusky's line, they say he has it, but they're going to say forward progress has him stopped. And Devin Puff looks like he may be hurt. He's rolling on the ground now. He's getting up on his own. Trenton Lee somehow got that ball when he saved forward progress for a yard out of the 47-yard line. 3rd down, 7 for Harbor Beach at the Sandusky 47.
Devin Puff goes nowhere on that play. He said he must have got hit hard or hit low because the ball, Sandusky thought the ball came loose. It appeared that he was down by contact.